the Olympic Garden Gentlemen's Club and the WWE pay-per-view have in common? As the official WWE Blast Area, you can watch every pay-per-view event on the big screens and enjoy sensational exotic performers only at the OG. We'll even waive the entry fee, show up before 6 p.m., and locals get in free.
Hey, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Plus, there's great drink specials and lots of giveaways.
Log on to our website, ogvegas.com, for all WWE event dates and times.
There's more to see at the OG.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. The following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit lvrocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. You know what time it is, baby. Yes, you do. You know how I know? Because we have cameras on all of you, spying on you right now. And you know why? Because we have some interesting things on the show today. Put your hands away from your dicks, boys. You can't masturbate yet. Now, I know this is a new voice for you guys. The voice you haven't heard lead the show, but we shipped the white boy away. Yeah, you know why? Because I'm tired of crackers running shit around this motherfucker. I'm still not getting paid to do this, motherfucker. But I'm here, and stay around for the next 2 hours. It's going to be interesting. Woo-wee! Oh, it's going to be a fun night tonight. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it. Hey, Cracker. Hey, Cracker, what's up, man?
What's up, colored?
What's up, man? You know what time it is, man?
I know what time it is.
It's time for Spankwagon Radio.
That's right, biatch.
You know that shit? You know, it's kind of interesting not having a corn boy around and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, already would have muted our mics and shit and stuff like that. But, you know, it's going to be a whole new dangerous ground.
It is. I think I could say it's barely controlled chaos.
I know. You see how quickly I agreed to what you said?
Hey.
He's like, we're going to put it to a vote. We can make suggestions. I say, yeah, I like what he says.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. So, yes, you are hearing correctly. There is a lack of farm boy in the studio tonight.
So, those poor fucking donkeys and horses,
oh,
man.
I know, dude.
They're getting their shit ringed out tonight.
Oh. You know, it's amazing they even let him go back to Iowa. That's the part that I find interesting. I mean, I guess there's a statute of limitations that's just expired on that shit. I don't know.
I mean, what do you think permits you to be able to enter Iowa?
I think you have to drop a couple IQ points first.
you think you just drop them on the way in, or you have to dumb yourself?
Yeah,
and
you
prepare?
Just set them at the door. It's
there's an IQ test. What
they
color
have,
is this?
They have
blue?
A little basket, and they're like, "Here, just put it all in this."
Excuse me, sir. We think you might be a little too smart for our state. Can you go ahead and dumb it down a few? It just hands you a mallet, and you just whack yourself in the temple a few times.
That's the way to do it, baby. But let me go ahead and do the introductions. Let me be host-like.
Be host-like.
In front of me is the man, the myth, the legend, Murphy.
That's me, boys and girls.
And I like penis.
Oh, look at that. And we're going to start already, huh, shit dick? All right.
Already with the... And I'm going to let you introduce yourself because I fuck up your name every time I say it.
I'm Zuzu.
Zuzu, not Zuzu.
Oh, baby. She is so fine.
And I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
And with us is studio engineer.
he hasn't got your shit.
Yeah, that's right.
He's trying to fight.
The N-word offend you?
I knew he was going to find it.
Yeah, we have an engineer tonight because somebody up in the upper levels, I think it's Thomas Vitlin, doesn't trust you and I, Decaf, to run the board. We have to send somebody else in.
Fuck, I don't trust you to run a laptop.
I'm going to run something.
Laughable, man.
In a minute, I'm going to run something. And with us in the room here, hanging out in the back with the camera of doom, Stitz is here, and Stitz. I'm sure he'll jump in the chat room to enter in his two cents here and there.
So what did you bring to the show today? Did everybody know? I mean, judging that it's advertised all over the website and all over MySpace, I think that everybody kind of knows.
I don't trust you to run a laptop.
Hey. What happened? Mine just shut down.
Yeah, I don't trust you.
What the fuck just happened over here? Sitting out in our green room right now, waiting to come on, and I got to crank the air conditioning because I am fucking cooking in here, is the one and only sexy Lexi Sexton. She's out there.
She's going to take off all her clothes.
Take off all your clothes.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so hot. She's out there. They're doing some photos. In a little bit, we're going to put the webcam out there so you guys watching on the video can actually watch this shoot out there.
That's why you guys can watch yourself shoot later.
Now, this is...
It's a little squeeze and please. Yeah. Now let's talk about the last time we had Lexi on the show. Last mm-hmm. time, our concentration level was...
Totally gone. It was
You're up ready? And The Predator was a great movie.
I like boobies. That was pretty much the extent of the conversation.
That was it. The conversation was fucking none.
Now, exactly. The goal tonight is to actually do an interview.
Yes.
Which we will do. Also, the boys from Dim are stepping in later, hopefully.
Damn.
Luckily for us, their new rehearsal recording area is just up the street, so they're going to come in, say hi. We've also got their new CD with some new tracks.
Isn't that the drummer, the one scary motherfucker?
Shitlocks, I think, is his name. If you look on the back of the CD.
The fuck?
Look on the back of the CD there. Their names are back there, and I think it's the bassist or the drummer.
Shitlocks. Bassist, yeah.
So
I got some pictures from when we did our live show next to the guy, and he looked at me like he was about to fucking eat my soul and shit. Eat it and spit it back out at me. I'll tell you, that is a scary dude.
I don't like black soul.
The whole band coming over?
Yeah, I do believe the whole band's going to come over.
Oh, shit. Maybe now, we get some live performances, too.
Now, we got to talk about something, and she's not here to talk about it, so, you know, she had her Susan Lucci moment to do it the way she wanted to, but... So, for those of you that listen to the show on a regular basis, you know the crew. It's myself, Decaf, Trencher, Scrappy, and now we've added Zuzu and the occasional brown guy. Scrappy has opted to move on. She has a lot of personal and professional issues that she has to take care of, and that comes first and foremost. So, you know, we're going to miss her. She's a lot of fun to have in the studio. She will be coming back as, like, a guest here and there, but unfortunately, the weekly giant cleavage contest is is gone, unfortunately. We never did get to see her tits, and quite frankly, that's distressing to me.
I see more stits than tits.
Yeah.
That pretty much wraps it up right the fuck there.
Yeah. But so Scrappy, we wish you well. We're gonna miss you.
He's
eating. Dude, he's got
like
a lot.
Del
this
Taco
motherfucker
didn't
even
here.
Share. You said that you want a piece of lettuce or something.
Yeah, dude.
This motherfucker didn't even share shit. You know what I'm saying? I know, just eating my face and shit. Fucking bullets belching on me.
It's all right. It's all right.
God damn, that was a good ass burrito, dog.
Shit. You are a meathead.
So, yeah, Scrappy has officially retired, so she joins the ranks of...
Hosts that you ran out.
Of hosts that we've run out. Let's see, there's Ginger, Chief, Gorilla, Claude, Flying J.
Gorilla didn't even know he was on the show when he was serious.
He was, you know what? I talked to him not too long ago. And he is just as doped up now as he was back then. That guy, man, he loves to mix his alcohol and painkillers. But so Scrappy has left the show. I know it's a sad day for all of us. We really did like her and enjoy having her around. So we wish you well, Scrappy. And so You know, last time when we had that happen, we said, oh, we got to find somebody else. We got to find somebody new. And I think this time we all sat down and said, nah.
No, we didn't really sit down. We just stood over in the corner.
We stood over in the corner.
By the piss stain toilet and had a conversation.
You know,
it's a little stinky in here.
The way the show is right now, I really like it. I like the way we are. I like what we've got. You know, we've got some.
We are the world.
You are the Negro.
That sounds starting to fucking sound.
That's it. Yeah. No, it's just so the show's not going to change. We're not going to add anybody else. No one else is leaving.
You give a decaf speeches though.
I'm trying to be the mediator.
You know, that's what I always do. I love the fucking.
You know, whenever there's drama, I always love the emails I get from you. You know, I've got to be the referee. It's like, no, you don't, motherfucker. Be black. Pick a side. Threaten to cut somebody's nuts off. Pull a Reverend Jackson. No, yeah. So the show's good. And Scrappy, we wish you well. Good luck. Wish I would have seen your titties. All right, so moving on.
I should just come up and do a fucking darker perspective of that shit.
Boom, doom, doom, doom,
Jesse
doom,
Jackson doom. Shit.
Oh, Jesus.
That's
yeah.
a fucked up
I'm going to cut his nuts off. That's. Yeah. Wait. What a week. Westmar announces they're pulling the. What? How did I miss that shit? Somebody needs to call in and explain to me what the hell is going on with Westmar. They're pulling the plug? Wild Wild Westmar is going away? I had not heard this, and I know for a fact that Trencher hadn't heard this.
Wow.
Westmar, if you're out there listening, get your ass on the phone. We need to know what the fuck is going on out there. By the way, what is that phone number, Zuzu?
Apparently it's 1-866.
No one ever fucking calls this. It's apparently, eh?
LV Rocks. That's 587-6257.
So please call in if you want to weigh in on anything tonight. If you want to say hi,
866 LV Rocks.
Do we get more calls to the Carey sisters?
No. But you know what though? The Carey sisters don't take real phone calls. They just have interview after interview after interview after. I've never seen a show pack so much into 1 hour. It's like
I listened to the show and I'm like, it was like 40. It was like. Like 30 minutes in and seemed like it was going on for an hour and a half. They fucking jumped like 18 fucking topics. I'm like, man, we barely scrap up like four and shit. Three.
You know, we were special last week. We had two phone calls at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck, man. It's like,
wow.
Okay. Thanks, shit dick.
shit dick.
We had a discussion about the word shit dick when I walked in. I find that to be a truly fascinating word. The things you can do with shit dick. Someone can be a shit dick. Someone can act an act of shit dickery.
Shit dickery.
They can commit a shit dick like sin. I mean, there's so many things you can do with that word. It's very versatile.
It's like fun.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
I'm gonna break that button in a minute. What? No, Leroy Jenkins. Wow. So the next 2 weeks will be
so. Why
best
did you come
of,
in? Why did you come in thinking about shit dick anyway?
Because I was waiting for shit dick to show up and open the door. That's why. Fuck, dude, I'm sitting out there. Okay, for those of you that don't...
Man, I'm glad I didn't show up early.
Our studio, and I love the LV Rock studio, but we are in the heart of the ghetto.
LV Rocks.
That's right. And God bless you, Jimmy, but holy Christ.
Air conditioning
and what? Were you looking for a great place to pick up crack when you were done with the show? Is that how you decided on the studio?
Crack and a hookah stat.
So I'm sitting out there in my big-ass truck. And I'm just
that
like,
is a big ass truck.
It is a big ass truck.
I hid my car behind your big ass truck. Actually, you know what? I pulled up underneath it.
It's a little parking spot.
This motherfucker.
You don't need a solar shade.
You could pull Mexico and Brazil up in that motherfucker across the border, dog.
Dude, you don't even know how
you
many.
You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck that. They don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah,
they're
shit,
out.
They're going home.
They're out.
But I'm sitting here and I'm like, he needs to fucking get here because every 5 seconds, some Hispanic gentleman is driving by, looking at my truck, going, them roofs look good. Exactly. Hey, Vato, man, how much you pay for that car? I'm going to take your burritos.
Hey,
so,
Tucaro.
So
me
I'm sitting here.
Tucaro.
I'm sitting
oh
here.
Me gusta.
And fucking Stitz pulls up next to me. Doesn't pull up and wait a second. Pulls up. Honk, honk, and I'm like, oh, fuck, what the fuck is going on? Don't rape me, I'm a little white man. That was it, dude. Said, well, I'm not a little white man, but it was like,
you're
holy
pretty
shit.
Small.
And I'm sitting here and we're fucking waiting. So I'm like, okay, 6 o'clock. I like to get in there at 6. That way I can get my shit done. 6. Oh. 6:30. 6:34. Fucking shit dick here decides, now's a good time to roll up and open up the gate. Son of a bitch. Get in here. Dude doesn't even take 2 seconds to say hi. Fucking leaps out of his car.
He's no Trencher.
Hey, for Khan's defense, how much are we paying him to do this shit today?
No. hot dick.
Simply put, he's just here to take the abuse and push buttons.
So that's why he says 6:45, motherfuckers, you're lucky I came that early.
Dude leaps out of his car, pulls a Dukes of Hazzard across the hood, flies up the stairs. He's like, he's not a big guy. He's taking like every seven steps. He's in. The door's open. Inside. He's in the studio. Headphones
on.
AC's on. Headphones are on. I don't want to talk to none of you motherfuckers. I'm doing this.
I'm eating my Del Taco. Fuck you guys.
No. We get here and he's like, I'm going to go get some food. It's not, hey guys, I'm going to go get some. Anybody want? No.
Motherfucker's
peace,
pretty fast.
Niggas, I'm out.
That's it right there.
Pretty fast for a motherfucker broke his leg twice.
That's why.
See the white people? I'm out. And,
fucking crack
blow it out your ass.
That's right, shit dick. Fucking disappears. We're like, what the?
Good 15 minutes.
It's like the white flash, and he shows back up like 2 minutes before we're supposed to go on the air. The whole time, I'm like, be nonchalant, but there's nobody here who can push the button. What do we do? Fucking rolls up. Everything starts happening all
just
at once.
When I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Keep pushing buttons, shit dick. We got to take a break eventually. Why is he limping? Figure forward, left luck. So anyway, so this week's show, bound to be interesting. How was everybody's week?
Oh, do you want me to talk about mine now or you want to talk about later?
Wants to know about your week.
Why don't you talk about your week? Tease the later, and then we'll get to that.
Yeah, we got a couple. You're excited.
No, because it's interesting to tell the story.
I want
to
rip the shit out of a white man.
All I'm going to say is... I asked the question, math teacher went fucking ballistic. Story at 11.
Okay. Was the question, can I fuck your daughter?
No.
Okay, then you're safe. Zeus, what about you?
I don't really remember all of it.
God, I love functioning alcoholics. They are the best. She's the only person. I show up with a six-pack of beer. She has a wet bar down there.
Sure. Oh, shit.
Fuck it. Yeah. Why'd no shit, dude.
You know, vodka makes my nipples hard, right?
Mine too.
Oh shit! Can we share?
You want to rub up against me a little bit?
A little bit.
I may fall. By the way, did you see the shirt, boys? Those of you in the chat room,
mama,
you can see the shirt. It is skin tight. It is mesh. Oh, and it shows every little curve.
It's difficult for me to express myself.
Uh oh.
On the verge of exploding in my pants.
Damn.
You don't have to smell the pooch, man. You just look at it.
No,
you know?
She can lick it.
Oh, oh shit.
Damn.
Holy guacamole.
It's like a Pavlovian response over here. Every time she makes something like that, I just start drooling uncontrollably.
Pavlovian response?
Pavlovian, yes.
Pavlovian.
Look it up.
Pavlovian.
Go ask your English teacher. Trencher, are you back in the studio already?
Oh, he's underneath the table, actually. He's been keeping me company for quite
that
some time.
That is one deep breathing motherfucker. You guys ever listen to the podcast?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. My name's Trencher.
Hi, this is Trencher, and you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
See, nobody knows. Quaalude Man is actually him. It's him in a real voice.
Yeah, no. Hey, guys, we need to get back on track here.
Exactly. So Zeus doesn't remember much of her week, which is thank God. I spent the beginning of my week... in fucking Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, man, that's a great-ass city.
If you ever, guys, if you ever have the opportunity to go to Madison, don't. Take the option of stabbing yourself repeatedly in the eardrum with a chopstick.
Okay. You landed in the fucking airport, what's the first thought that went through your head?
Why are there shirts announcing cow tipping here? And
I
bought the shirt.
Oh, I love you.
I bought the cow tipping shirt.
Now you see why they have that shit, because people fucking love that shit.
Because
man.
I'm a little white trash.
All right, so when you leave the airport,
we will.
What's
you know
the
what
city like?
The oh, city. You know what? We'll talk more about Madison later, because we are getting into that realm where we do need to start looking at our first break. Because after that first break,
let me trencher you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, guys, we're getting close to that break.
I gotta play that tech. I gotta play that new techno.
You know what I love about Trench? How he thinks taking off his headset means nobody else on the mic can hear him. It's like, this is him. He'll take off the headset and, hey guys, we gotta take a break. He doesn't understand. Just because you can't hear you doesn't mean everybody listening can't.
Guys, we have to take a break.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? He gives me that wrap up symbol.
Yeah.
Like, give him a fucking hard rap.
Move on. So we're going to take a break because when we come back, we're
I need a cigarette.
Exactly. We're going to move the webcam out into the green room out there.
You're already thinking about it. So you can't even say what the
I'm
fuck
getting
it
flustered.
Is.
I'm
flustered. Dude, room, so.
She is the hottest piece of ass. I'm telling
you. I know.
And I'm just talking about Zuzu. Oh, you know what I love? Look, the top of the panties start to come up.
Boing. Oh,
sorry. So sorry. Anyway, so we'll be back here shortly. We'll be back shortly, guys. Yeah. Shit Dick, play the music.
We'll be right back.
Army. And, where's my beer, douche?
Yeah, where's my beer?
Right here, sweetie. Aw, I love you. I'm double fisting.
Dude, this dude's showing me a picture of a kid.
Dude. Oh, God, there it is.
Is that the flipper baby?
No, this is a kid who almost smashed himself in the face with that spinning thing. I don't think you took a picture of the flipper baby, did you?
No, I wish.
Yeah, Matt's, Stitz is going over our vacation photos when we all went to Disneyland, and, that was an interesting trip.
Sick fucker, man.
Only
on Spankwagon.
Only on Spankwagon. Anyway, hi, boys and girls.
Hey, what's going on?
Boys and girls.
Are
you ready to play today?
Excuse me, I'm going to need a quiet moment alone. Okay, so what we're going to do next is we are going to put a camera out in the room here, I think. Now,
that motherfucker's still not out there yet?
He's out there. They're taking pictures.
Well,
they're taking photos.
The out there. I mean, we didn't put the camera out there.
She's got the sweetest tits.
They are yummy,
oh,
aren't they?
The sweetest tits.
I don't know. She's got
a
great ass,
too. I smacked her ass so hard.
Is spectacular. It's the best ass I've ever
that
touched.
That is the best ass I've ever seen
in my life. If she
wanted to smack it again.
If she needed ass surgery, I would donate a chunk.
See, now here's the thing.
And I got a lot of chunks to donate.
Dude, if you added more to that ass, that would be a crime against nature.
You know, I think her ass is as close to perfect.
I'm just saying, if she had to donate, if she lost the ass cheek in a freak accident,
you had to donate one.
I would donate one. She had one white ass and one side black, but hey, it's still all fucking good.
That means she's bleeding from the asshole. It's like Neapolitan.
You know what?
There you go. That's fun. So now I would love to put our live webcam out in the room.
But why can't we?
I think we need someone to call in and ask us to put the live webcam out in the room.
Boys, the number is on the screen.
Is it?
All you have to do is call.
What's that number one more time?
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
I am isolating that audio, and from now on,
we're going to put that in there.
That is it.
So
right
they hear their treasure. 1-866, LV Rock.
So yeah. I guarantee you, dude, that's going to be on every LV Rock show that's run by a guy. It's going to be haw. So and the number is click.
So you're telling me that we offered to show.
Stop saying that.
We offered to show
I know you guys are getting your pants unzipped and shit. But you can call. You can still have dick in one hand.
Yeah,
and
you
have
can
the
call
phone in
hand.
Other. You know what I'm saying?
You can put that shit on speakerphone.
Now, generally the rule is
use two hands. Grab your balls with one and your dick with the other. You can talk to me all night long.
It's like, you know about that. You don't even have that equipment.
I think she knows how to work it, though. Call it a hunch. Usually, you know, we try to avoid nudity on the webcam, but at this point, I think I'm ready to make it a dangerous move to see if we can do this. So, guys, someone call in and ask us to put Lexi's photo shoot. She's doing a photo shoot out there.
God, she's so
naked photo shoot.
I will jump. I've been wanting to jump all over her since she walked in.
I know, isn't that awesome? It's now
just attack her and destroy her.
Now you know you're gonna with your tongue.
Yes, Con.
You don't need to play that. Yes. We've got better. Now I can't stand up for a few minutes. Anyway. We will put that camera out there. She's doing a photo shoot, which means the boobies are out. And so somebody call in.
Are you shitting me? Is nobody really fucking calling?
Well, we've got people jumping into the chat room, so you need to call in, because if you do not.
Where's my boyfriend in the UK? He's on.
Radio. Yeah, but he can't call in. That's a long, long distance call.
All you do is to call and say, show boobies.
The boobies.
Put it on.
My boobies are. It's still in England. Still going to cost him like $85 and shit for that call. But hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Now, Zeus, you know, you have to be out there with the laptop, basically managing that, because that's not really long enough to really.
Well, you think I haven't thought of that already?
I know.
This thing's only like the length of my arm here.
I know, or half the length of my cock. So
you wish.
Anyway, so call in,
I like
guys.
Girth.
Damn it.
800 numbers are free.
Yeah, no shit, guys. Come on, call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257 if you want to see some boobs. Now, unless, of course, you're all like our engineer
here. Fuck
these
fuckers. I'm starting to want to see some goddamn boobs, man. These fuckers are holding me up.
You know what?
Dude, I'm going to fucking grab my cell right now and
I got an idea.
Call in.
Decaf, take the headphones off. Yes. Go over there and just peek out there. Just take a peek out there.
Take a peek-a-rooney.
And let's
see. Dude, I'm going to need a cigarette in about 5 seconds and clean my panties.
Oh, shit!
Oh, God.
God damn!
Now, don't tell them. Don't tell them.
Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. That's like, and then I get an ass shot, and then I get a head shot, a titty shot, too. God damn, nigga. I know. Damn, motherfucker.
So look, guys, if you want to see this, somebody needs to pick up the phone.
Oh, God, please call in for the love of Jesus.
Is anybody calling?
Nobody's calling. 1-866-LB-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
I gotta go. I guess I got to call myself if fucking change my voice and shit.
So if someone calls in and asks to see her, we will put her up on the cam. You guys can see her out there. Lexi Sexton, before she does the interview here.
Do we have to rush it around here like at those seminars and shit. You know how to get people in the asking questions already prepared and shit?
Oh, we're ringing. We got a ringing here. So go ahead and bring it up there. Spankwagon Radio. Caller, you're on the air.
Radio X.
Hello? Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, is this radio?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? Now, this is a really long-distance phone call right now.
I know. He's like 5 minutes.
I know, but I get cheap rates, so I thought, what the hell, call in.
Oh, that is outstanding. Look at that.
I guess that makes...
Oh, God, please talk some more.
I know. Shit, you're making me horny with that accent.
Keep going, radio. Seriously.
Yeah, so where's this damn photo shoot?
Dude, you keep talking, and Zeus is going to wet herself.
You do realize you're going to lose that cool bar as well.
Wow. There you go, dude.
We're going to go out there if you just keep talking to me.
Okay, radio. You got to ask, can you please see the titties?
Say it.
Pardon?
Ask, can I please see the titties?
Can I please see the city?
No, baby. Titties.
Titties, breasticists, boobs, honkers, yummies.
Show me the puppies.
There we go. We'll take a Lala remark. Radio, thank you very much, my friend. Apparently, all of our U.S. listeners are all faggots. So.
Yeah, fake.
Decaf, why don't you start to tell the background to your story while we get the camera moved out into the green room here.
The bear in the woods, or my master.
How you got yelled at story.
Okay. All right, I was in class, right? And I came. Everybody is frustrated because the day before, no motherfuckers knew how to do the goddamn. No motherfuckers knew how to do the goddamn homework. People don't want to ask questions because I guess all math teachers are from like Germany or something because they're like Nazis and shit when you try to ask them a question. You know, he's like, you can ask me a question. Anytime you want to, you can ask me a question. Just don't ask me no fucking questions. that kind of attitude. So when I came in, I was pissed off. I was frustrated because I was struggling with shit for 4 fucking hours and the same fucking problems. And I was like, dude, all I ask the dude, is there a simpler way to do the homework? That's what I asked them. And now you distracted me now. I got no responses to my story. Hello. Hello. Yes. Yes, please. I need like a chuckle at least. You know.
I have to say, all math is the product of arcane German science. It's all easy, evil Nazi math.
But the thing is, when I told him that, the fucker came the fuck apart. He said, I got to back up the microphone. He said, what are you talking about? I don't understand your question. What are you talking about? I said, I started trying to explain to him, well, you know, the difference in the problem and where I had trouble at. He's like, I don't understand what you're talking about. You have to give me a certain problem. Give me a certain problem. So I gave him a problem, right? And you're on the board. And he's like, I've been telling you guys for 4 weeks how to do these problems. All you have to do is do the X, do the 2, to the 2. And he went off the whole time. So every time he went to a part of the problem, you guys understand, right? You know where I'm at, right?
No.
Then he went, you guys know where I'm at, right? You know, but you know what? The whole fucking time he did that through the whole class, and people start asking more questions. You know why? Because it's the first time anybody understood the motherfucker in 4 weeks. Because he was trying to be so fucking, you know, he's
specific.
Trying to be, yeah,
detailed.
He's trying to be so smart ass, but everybody started to pick up what the fuck, what he was talking about. So it was actually beneficial for everybody that he went off. But yeah, and then by the end of class, he was like, he's like, well, I'll just let you know, all these problems are going to be on the next test. All these problems are going to be on the next test. And he's like, okay. Well,
it's the only way he can guarantee you pass the class.
Yeah, he said, you know, someone asked, is there going to be some easy ones or are they going to be all difficult?
Man, take my word from it. The higher up you get in math, the more an F becomes an A because of the curve. Dude, I passed a Calc 2 class with like a 45 and I got a B-. And I was upset it was a B-.
I know. That's what he said. He told us from week 1 to week 6, I'm going to curve grades. Grades going to curve. I'm going to curve grades because I'm not going to teach you fuckers anything. Because none of you motherfuckers understand me. I'm not teaching you shit. I'm going to curve the fucking grades.
I think I can say this on radio. If you want a really good math professor at CSN all the way up to like calculus, Gary Cohen.
Gary Cohen?
Gary Cohen.
I'll write him down because I got two
in
more
Vegas,
fucking classes.
Gary Cohen. I took him up to Calc 1 there before I went to UNLV. Great math teacher.
Because this motherfucker before he left class, you know, when people was asking, he's like, well, you see, I'm going to make it really difficult. I'm going to put all these problems because that's all 96 is about. And if you can't do this, you're not going to make it past week 4 of math 96. I'm letting you know that now. You
don't like oh, he's all drill. He's all drill instructor.
Yeah, yeah.
The drill instructor mathematician. That's how you know he's a Nazi.
Yeah. And so one of the girls said the best line. She's like, "You want me to buy you a beer?"
Is he expecting you guys? This is my son. Give a calculator. This is my gun. This is for problem solving. This is for fun. Jesus Christ!
He just came apart. All
he was like, "I do not like your cheap American beers."
The question was: is there a simpler way to do the homework from last?
Careful
night?
Putting weight on there, buddy. This thing doesn't hold a whole lot.
What are you talking about? I haven't gained that much weight.
No, but you're putting all your weight down, getting up on us. Yeah. Like, holy Christ! So, okay, so Nazi math teacher loses his goddamn mind. So how do you respond to this? How are you going to deal with this?
actually, it was beneficial because everybody in the class when he went off because he's trying to be so fucking crash and sarcastic and explain shit to people. You got this right. You guys understood it, right? Everybody started to understand what the fuck he was talking about. Everybody was that's the most awake I seen in the whole class. Everybody's like taking notes and shit.
Zeus,
because we understood what the fuck he was finally talking about.
Zeus, I know you're out there, sweetie. Go ahead and show the boobs. If we lose the channel, I'll make us a new one. Show them. Just show the breast assist. Just show her in all of her goddamn glory.
Wow, I've got the channels.
She does have
right
just
here.
Wonderful tits, doesn't she?
They're just
does.
Yummy.
They are perfect. They're not too much, not too little.
Nope.
They're just perfect.
And if we lose it, big deal. I'll build us a new
like
one.
Like I said, one of my favorite lines from the Quick and the Dead. I think only six people seen that movie.
Love that movie.
I know.
Yes, yes, the crowd agrees. The mob too endorses them titties.
So it's like eight. Hold on a second. It's wow.
X squared.
It's like
X-squared plus 2Y.
8 minutes of remarks of calling him a Nazi, and that's the first Hitler friggin'. Look, if you looked in the little folder marked Trencher's inspirational moments, you would have found those a lot faster.
He is from the Midwest.
But my favorite line from the movie was, "How can you improve on perfection?" That's what that shit is in the fucking green room.
Out in the green room. Now, right
I'm fucking up. I can't even say the shit. I don't see shit. I don't see shit. Everyone else is seeing shit but me, huh?
So yeah, that's Lexi. Come on over here for a sec, dude. Come on, quick. Come over here. Shit, man. So Lexi Sexton is out in our green room. She is currently doing a photo shoot for her site. For her site, LexiSexton.com. I do believe that's it anyway. Again, she's linked right off the main page.
We're gonna get so canceled, dude.
I know. We are this site, we're gonna get our camera canceled, but I'll just build us a new one and those assholes can kiss my ass.
Fucking, we just need to back everything up.
Just oh yeah, I'll just download all the FLV content tonight. It'll be fine. So
Spankwagon TV 2.
You may want to start now.
Spankwagon TV 2.
So
right,
that
right
is
now there's a grandma saying she's blind and her son has hairy palms.
Nice. So yeah, so that's Lexi. Let's see here. Radio X UK, that's the guy who called in, Lexi, who asked to see you, who was very polite. Says he doesn't think he'll be able to get up from the computer desk for a while.
But he is going to subscribe to your website.
Exactly. We're going to have Lexi.
What is it again?
It's LexiSexton.com, I do believe.
LexiSexton.com.
If it's not, we'll get it corrected. Don't worry about that. In fact, it is on the front page.
We will confirm that right now
I'm
going to
confirm that right now, live on air. Heaven forbid we have any sort of preparation. It is LexiSexton.com, and it is an outstanding website.
Yeah, I checked it out.
And it has an awesome legal disclaimer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like her
face, and there's like 8 pages of fucking disclaimers and
shit. Oh, there's the ass again. There it is.
And who is the man behind the camera?
Man, that's our man, Gerald. That's Gerald right there.
No. It's Mr. Saunders.
Mr.
Sir.
Saunders. Mr. Saunders.
No,
sir.
Mr. Saunders, sir. Mr. Saunders, sir.
Now, Mr. Saunders is not only gracing us with Lexi's presence this week, he's bringing in Starry next week. Starry is the other young adult film star, or aspiring adult film star, who had to cancel on us when she got sick and had to go back to L.A. to see her doctor. She'll be in next week. How great is that? You know who's not here next week?
Farm boy.
That's right. The Midwest cock blocker himself will not be here next week.
So we actually got some fun in the studio. Shit.
Now, here's the problem, though. We have a running gag where anytime we have an adult entertainer in the studio, they have to spank Trench. Trench isn't here this week.
I nominate Decaf.
No. Mm. I have a better idea. I think that we need to have Lexi come in here and spank Zuzu.
Yes.
I think that would be an out.
You see, this is Murphy pretty much just living through his sexual fantasies on the radio.
Hey, Stitz, shut up.
I'm not saying I don't have the same
trust
sexual
me, we're
fantasies.
Living through our we're all living through our Hollywood fantasies.
Dude, that's what
Spank Wagon with our six listeners.
Stitz, how long have you listened to this show?
Oh, wow, 7 years.
When have you not noticed that this show is nothing more than a vehicle for us meeting the people we like, the
dick
people
and
we admire, and getting hot chicks, getting them naked dick and fart jokes?
This is true.
Dude, we brought on Charles Band. I think the only people who know who Charles Band are like,
in
me, Trench, you, like the guys I grew up with, and like four other people.
And a midget who's in
a
can.
And a midget. So, oh goddamn, she's playing with her titties. Oh my god, shit. Hey, shit, dick. Is the monitor on out in the green room there?
No.
Is
that's,
it?
That's why.
Oh, good.
See, that's why I missed.
So there.
But
so
maybe that's not a good idea because last time we couldn't fucking do shit for a show when that thing was up.
She's listening to us as we're just. Wow.
That's good. That's
oh, she
good.
Is she laughing?
No, she's.
Is she concentrating?
She's concentrating.
She is
right,
into
it. Professional.
I'm about to go make her laugh. Can you fix me some mashed potatoes?
Oh, I saw what might be a little. Oh,
Oh, oh man.
Zuzu, you are a champion. She just repositioned that camera in just the right way. Oh, and now she's giving us the finger. So Lexi's going to be in here in just a few minutes. I think what we'll do is we'll probably do another break and then we'll get her in here because I don't want to interrupt Mr. Saunders, sir, and his creative genius out there, because this man, as far as I'm concerned, is pretty much Jesus himself at this point walking on water.
Mr. Saunders, sir, can do with pornography what Picasso did with oils.
You know what? It's not even so much pornography. Some of the stuff that he does is really, really cool.
It's just erotica. It's not pornography.
It's erotica. Exactly.
It's erotica.
Like, some of the bondage stuff is so cool. It's so well done.
Most bondage is erotica. Most bondage really couldn't be defined as pornography, I think.
Oh, what's the wrong shit, Dick? You want me to get some guys in here, whip their junk out? Will that make you happy? He's got this bored look on his face.
He's seen so many titties in his life.
Yeah, no. His first, his
he was breastfed till he was 19.
Nah, I'm not so much
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
You can get on the mic.
Yeah, he had a bunch of, I know he had a ton of junky white girls back in high school. Look, he's like he's banging up in the locker. Well, you know,
hey, we know one white girl he went out with.
Yeah,
we know one white girl he went out with. That was an interesting conversation. What a small world it really is.
He said, Con, you're really not that cute, but I bang you for weed. All right, fuck it, let's go.
All right. All right. Shit, Dick, you got some songs loaded up in a playlist. Not to fire them off
play
right now,
away.
But if you want to, not yet. But if you want to just bring
some
stuff up.
I want to go look at boobies.
I know you want to go look at boobies. I don't want to go out there and intimidate her, though, because I don't want to throw her off her game.
I doubt we can intimidate her.
Yeah, I know. There probably isn't much
she
to
intimidates
her.
Us, let's be honest.
I know. Seriously, how can a little 98-pound girl like this intimidate us so much?
Boobies,
and you know it's not even.
I think 98 is an overstatement.
She's so in control of her sexuality. You
that's it, right
she's
there.
So
she's so in control. What the
she
fuck?
Is.
Let the man speak. Well, he knows what he's talking about.
It's true. She knows. She has a weapon, and she knows it, and she uses it.
You have to measure her for that, and she go out there.
No, it's you know, it's like I've been saying with strippers. You know, they're like, why do they degrade themselves? They're not degrading themselves.
Many are. Many do not know what they have.
No, they know exactly what they have. They're exploiting us when we go there.
I got about $2,532 reasons. They know what the fuck they have.
I make $20 an hour, so that's about a lap dance an hour. I can get 8 a day.
I work for lap dances.
Wow, we are so gonna lose this camera tonight. I better start downloading. What?
I need a cigarette and a drink.
I know we need a break.
All right, so guys, we're gonna go ahead and she needs a
would
cigarette.
Would you like
that's
beer
awesome.
Or gin?
And I need to see.
We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna take a break. Shit Dick, you wanna load us up with a couple there?
Lexi.
Thank you, sir.
She's so sexy.
Oh my god, that ass was so fucking sweet.
I know. Yeah. I'm about to
She's it's an amazing ass and a phenomenal body.
I think I will go and pinch it.
Careful, my friend. Careful. You do scare the young white women. Be careful. No, is her credit score high enough for you to go after her, though?
Not the ones I raped. Okay.
So, Mr. Button Pusher, studio engineer extraordinaire, if you would please take us on out.
We'll be right back.
What's up, y'all? Y'all, y'all.
Hey.
Yes.
It's just me and you, big boy.
Yes. Tell me what you want to do to me. Oh, yeah. Damn. Well, I tell you what. We have a fine girl coming in.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I had a chance to sit down and converse.
She is. My God. I would break her.
I just was looking at some of the pictures. 915 pictures. Mm-hmm. But she got one in this outfit that's just absolutely.
Oh, she's right there.
She's
gone. Never mind.
Absolutely stunning. I told her. I said, I called her. This is fucking computer wallpaper for like every computer I have. Oh. And I'm a nerd, so I got like six.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a computer in my car. I got one in the bathroom.
You're like, I can't be without it. Everything is linked up.
Six computers in the house. So, but anyway, Mr. Murphy went to go.
Teach party.
He went to go spank it real quick a little bit. God damn. He came back. Oh.
Oh,
are
wait,
we ready?
Oh,
yeah.
He's distracted.
Is she coming in?
No. Yes. Internationally known. Everybody, well, I waited to put her headphones on. I'm cleaning the drool off the microphone boy, so no, I'm not. I'm drooling too much to clean it off. All right, everybody, Lexi Sexton. is it too loud? Oh, is it not? Oh, I can hear you. You have to get on it like it's a big black.
Yeah, get your face right up on
Hello.
There you go.
I'll start off. I'll let you know this. For this, because I think I left you like 15 messages in MySpace, right? I went through your site because I've been doing math, and I fucking can't do it. So I come home, and I'm fucking angry, and I just been drinking vodka. I've just been hammering fucking screwdrivers.
Like
I've just been hammering screwdrivers all fucking week, right? So I was looking at your site. I got on at 1, and I think I left your site at 3:30.
Sweet.
It was so much, and it was like I just couldn't concentrate. I couldn't take it all in. But it was just, I'll tell you guys, go to the site. It is amazing.
I got a sweet ass shot of all of her goodness.
Amazing. So how you doing tonight, Lexi?
I'm wonderful.
Wonderful. Why
is
that?
I'm so happy to be here again.
I know. I see you.
I love it.
I know. I see you posted. I was like, some people come to the show like, hey, you going to come back? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll come back,
Bastards. they never fucking come in. Fuck them.
Yeah. But no, I'm glad you enjoyed the show. So what do you like the most about Spankwagon?
The people and the laughs and...
Oh, get more specific. Get more specific.
You like the black man, right? You like
the
dog.
Too.
You like the checkmate.
I like it
actually,
too.
If memory serves, last time Lexi was here, it was me that was the heyo.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yeah, that's right, motherfucker. You get all the pinup girls, but the adult entertainer. She's all mine. Oof, good Lord, girl. God damn. Did you just get hotter when you... Like, what happened? You left, you came back, and you just got amazingly hot.
I know, you did get hotter. Shit.
It happened. Hotness with the age.
So what do you do to stay so perfectly fit? Do you, like eat like a
no,
piece
I do
of celery?
Nothing.
You don't, you don't eat?
Celery. I like carrots.
I eat a shitload and I sit on my ass.
Really?
And do nothing.
Her body looks like that. She has like one piece of broccoli, have like a knife and a fork and shit. Put some like a drip of sauce in that shit and cut it that motherfucker.
Let me assure you that is not the case because all this week I've been feeding her and she eats more than I do. And I don't know where it goes, but.
I know where it goes on me.
I know where it goes on me too, but. She is amazing.
Just the metabolism. Awesome. Have you always had this incredible metabolism?
Yes. Always. I've never been over 100 pounds.
Never?
No.
God damn. I was over 100 at like 5. 5 years old. I was like 110 and shit. Like, God damn. My sister is 4 years older. She's all mad because I got titties before her and shit. She's like, God damn it. You a V-cup.
There, we got it.
But so what else do you have planned?
For those of you in the chat room, there you go. There's your audio back.
So what do you have planned for tonight's show? Did you have anything special in mind to do or talk about? Or
no, I was leaving that up to you guys.
She was going to let us ask her creepy questions.
Hey, what do you like to use when you're masturbating?
A vibrator.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I don't like insertion. Oh. It's like vibration a lot.
Good.
They're all like vibration. They're all in the bed, like me and Brad were doing a photo shoot. And like he went to lean on the bed and it starts vibrating. I was like, oops, I forgot to pick that one up. Sorry.
Nice.
And I was like, what the heck was that?
So do you like using the vibrator and sex at the same time?
Yes,
like,
that's my favorite.
So penetration and then like.
Yeah, but I don't like, I don't like fake things inside me. I like real things.
Do you ever?
She don't settle for less, boys.
Do you ever what?
Do you ever put it in your butt?
Not dick, no, that hurts.
But vibrator?
No.
You don't, like, set it on there and just let it, like...
Yeah, I'll do that, actually. they can lick it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah?
I am a big fan of that. Tushalingus. There you go, man.
Especially if it's really good, then you know, then you don't ask for your own and shit. It's like, I can do it now, fuck it, now yours is good enough, trust me. Damn, so...
So okay.
I like her questions.
Yeah, I know. She's got the fun ones.
So here's the other thing. What do you like a guy to do when he's fucking you? Like, where do you like his hands?
On my hips.
Me too. That is like the best place when they just grab and just like.
And I'm little, so it's like so easy and it's great. I love it.
That's great.
She
do
is
you like
tiny,
it when they grab like the back of your head, like they put their fingers up through your hair
and pull
then, like grab?
Yeah,
just, like,
that's my favorite. Yes. We have a lot in common.
Yeah. Even Con had to go to the fucking microphone.
I'm glad there's someone to ask the questions.
Okay, excuse me. Okay. Excuse me. Let's just do a flashback, shall we? So, what do you like in intercourse? You couldn't even say intercourse into the fucking microphone.
We have more girl show boobs in 15 minutes than you guys did in 2 hours.
So, okay, Lexi, what have you been doing lately to keep yourself, you know, busy and ready for the site? Because I know you were at, what, X-Biz this week, right?
Yeah, that was fun.
I mean, that was huge. Did you have to do a lot of preps for that? Or
no, not at all.
Just showed up and had fun?
Hell yeah.
What was the best part about it?
Everybody taking pictures of me and they didn't even know me. I'm like, yeah, here's my card. So you know who this picture is.
For the guys who don't know what X-Biz, why don't you tell everyone what it is?
X-Biz? Brad, go ahead.
Mr. Saunders, what would that be?
Mr. Saunders, sir.
Mr. Saunders, sir.
Well, X-Biz is basically it's an adult webmaster convention. It's more so for the people in the industry like myself and Lexi. Building websites, promoting websites, marketing, adult websites, of course, marketing, that type of stuff. It's not really, it's more about the industry itself, although there's hot chicks there, as opposed to it being about the girls. Say, like, the AVN convention is more about the girls than the business.
Damn.
X-Biz is more, like, about the business than the girls, although the girls are there. Like, we had to bring Lexi there because she has pretty boobs, see?
Bring the camera up, Zeus. Bring it up.
And speaking of which, Lexi, who planned the 3-second introduction to your videos that you? Oh God, it's you want to talk about a fucking teaser, right? I was teased. I got 10 minutes out of 5-second videos going through them all. But one,
he's referring to on the clips for sale.
Yeah,
the clips
for sale. Yeah, there's like a 3-second. Now that comes to my question, and I mentioned it earlier. The mashed potatoes.
That okay. was my first like video.
Okay, now
wasn't it great?
Now
let the folks at home know what the mashed potatoes
okay,
is.
Okay, it's a video. I didn't get to see it because I don't have $5 because I paid for classes. All it was a clip of her holding mashed potatoes saying, you want to cook with me? I think that's what it is. Or make mashed potatoes with me? And then the clip ends, dude. She's bouncing in the fucking kitchen holding, you know, and that's it. That's the whole clip.
I was mashing the potatoes. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, and yes. And then
you do that bouncing thing again?
I love mashed potatoes. Yes.
Me
wait,
too.
Hold on.
Now, what was the brainchild behind it? Because... honestly, I think I never seen so much mashed potato because I think I went through it like 15 times and played it over and over again. God
Hold on. Things just got really hot here really quick. Hi-yo.
We have a show to do. Don't make me trencher. Don't make me trencher you.
Don't make me trencher.
Don't make me trencher you.
So who came up with the mashed potatoes?
Okay, here was the deal. We're doing a photo shoot. We're in the middle of a photo shoot, and we're cooking steak. Yeah. And mashed potatoes, and I was like, oh my god, I needed mashed potatoes, and we're like in the middle of a video, and I was like, let's just videotape it, so we did. And that's why I was like topless, because I was in the middle of a photo shoot, and it was fun.
That could very well be the sexiest thing I think I've ever heard.
Dude, trust me. Every time I go somewhere, I'll be like, can I get a side of my potatoes, please? Who's fixing them? Some big fat motherfucker. You're like, never mind, I'm passing the mashed potatoes.
Hot girl. Lingerie, talking about cooking a steak.
Do I tell you, 2.5 hours I was on their site.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
I think I had like 5 screwdrivers. I woke up, it was like 8 o'clock. I had to be working at like 8:30. I was like, oh, shit.
Now, I got to get some sleep. I got to turn this serious for just a minute. And Mr. Saunders, sir, this one's actually kind of for you.
Uh-oh.
With the economy in a big downturn.
Oh,
and
balls.
Shut up. Are you noticing that your industry, the adult industry, is following suit, or are people making room for their entertainment?
Seriously, it's hard to really tell because it fluctuates so much. Mostly, I mean, it fluctuates so much anyway, and the summer is generally always slow. People are going on vacation. They got to get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, and all that crap. Well, as gas prices went up and went crazy, that was through May and June, when we were expecting it to get slow anyway. So it's not slower than it was last year.
So you're actually staying right about on par.
Well, we're going down because it's summer, but we go down anyway. So it's hard.
So
we're not. It's
so
not
it's not
worse.
It's not a hard hit where it's just absolutely
it's not
sinking a boat.
Okay. No, it's
you're basically
it's really,
just seeing the.
It's really
the,
not. I mean, it's really not a harder hit than it normally is. You know,
you picked the right time to show up,
yes,
man.
Yes, you did.
But yeah, it's really not a harder hit than it normally is.
So okay, now I'm completely flabbergasted.
Oh, real quick though, I will say that people are doing more of like buying video clips like he didn't do than joining the website.
Than joining the website, so they're kind of maintaining that. So
yeah,
if someone were to want to partake in the enjoyment of your websites, what would they be?
Straight.
No, dude, this is where you give the URL.
With the cue cards. With the cue cards.
I thought you meant what would the viewers be? The viewers would be straight.
URL.
The correct answer is straight or a lesbian. And if they're a lesbian, you want to see them.
Yeah, I just meant they're not gay. You know?
Yeah, yeah. No. But what are the URLs?
I have so many, it's really hard to say. Like, if they want to look at the adult video stuff, it's spongygunkfilms.com. But you guys have some free cards to give out.
We do.
For that.
Them in the house.
And probably the next one that I would say primarily is best would be nudevideogirls.com and clubcenterfolds.com. Now, and then, of course, Lexi's website.
LexiSexton.com.
Now, these are all... how do you... I know all these sites sound like basic names. You know, most people right now have to use some special, you know, to find anything. But how did you get so many just normal everyday?
Because I'm really old and I've been doing this a long time, and I and like, I was in on the ground level.
So you was in the first titty came on the internet. You bought up like 50 pages and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I was really lucky. I was really lucky to get clubcenterfolds.com because that's an amazing domain name. And the other one,
how the fuck did you get that?
That's what I'm saying.
That is some fucking luck right there.
Oh, he picked the best. He got some real names.
Because I'm honest. I'm really old and I've been doing this a long time.
But I'm just happy right now. You don't even know. I'm just happy right now.
I know. You got the good side. And look what I get.
The only way it could be better if I would be between.
You know what
but,
I'm saying? If you got between, I would fucking sue. I would fucking sue you for your chair.
Hey, man, you can take what you want. All right, so Lexi, back to you, because I got to tell you, you're a hell of a lot better looking than Mr. Saunders Suris. Sorry, dude. No offense, but
no offense taken.
Exactly. So, what are you looking to do next? I mean, where do you want to go next? What's the next thing that you want to do? Your next project? The next step? What do you want to do next?
I like where I'm at.
You like
you know what you should do? You should do teaching videos.
God, I bet you yes.
Every motherfucker would learn math in a day.
Oh.
I'd be like, oh, x to the x squared plus 3 to the
Rounded up to the top. Yeah, no, trust me. If you just did videos or lectures or anything just sexy, you know, just take off a piece of clothing. Trust me.
How about pi r squared, Lexi's breast are brown. Round.
That works. That works.
Pi r squared, Lexi's breasts are round. There you go.
That'll teach
learn,
you.
Learn.
It's a mnemonic device, one that I can actually get a hold of this time. So what's the best part of what you do every day?
Feeling sexy. I like that.
That's a big thing right there.
Stitz called it. You just are just okay. So confident about your sexuality. Okay. That is such a turn on.
Speaking of which, then what makes you really nervous? Because you come off always exuding so much confidence. And
why would I ever tell you that?
So we can pick that little point out in that moment and watch you get shy.
Inquiring minds wish to know.
Because decaf asks the questions no one wants to fucking answer. That's why I ask the questions. Oh. So what makes you nervous? Was your first shoot? Were you nervous on your first shoot?
Nah.
So what makes you nervous?
That's old hat for her, man. She's just...
I don't know. I'm not telling makes you. Nervous.
Well, remember last time...
Whispered in my ear.
No, you can tell. I don't trust you.
Last time she was here, I remember, you know, her basically you saying that one of your big things you love to do was just perform for people and kind of be out there and be an exhibitionist. And
no, don't change the question on it. I want to know what makes you nervous.
Uh-oh.
What makes you nervous?
You put on the spot. You're making me nervous. Right now.
That's what I do.
Don't
that's,
fuck with that half naked chick, dude.
That's my only job here.
She's
at Spank
not really
Wagon.
Half naked. Half naked would be taking off.
Don't
the
you change
top
the subject,
or
girl.
The bottom?
Don't you change the subject? Got to change the subject.
So the guys from Dim walked in. What do you think, guys? Now I know.
So what makes you nervous?
I told you, you're making me nervous right now.
Right now.
Here, let's do the trencher, the room. Now there is something I want to do real quick, and this we talked about earlier. Other than Lexi, when Trencher's here, he's usually the one who's getting spanked, and it's always funny because it makes him uncomfortable and nervous. But now we have an opportunity to have it to be even just better because it'll be hot. Lexi, would you spank Zuzu for us?
I'd love to.
Outstanding. That's all right, now, hold on. We got to get all the cameras together for
that's
this.
That's like asking a kid, do you want a candy bar? No, not right now, man. I'll come back later.
I need an adult.
Yes, the annual spanking. We need some music, man. Where's the music? Ram it down. What the fuck you watching? We need some music, dude. Come on. No, it's like dead air. Yes. When you say, hold on, kids. Okay, yeah, go. Yeah, there we go. Couple times, baby. Harder, baby. Hit that shit, girl. Come on, hit it like you want. No, this baby taps. No, I want full swing in motion. I want a Rocky Balboa. I want a Rocky Balboa hit to that ass, girl. Woo!
Oh, I hurt my hands. Why red?
Why do you listen to me?
Okay, good.
Yeah, Zeus is a big fan of getting the ass swatted. She's a big fan of that.
Do you stick anything in your ass?
Fuck no! Yeah, damn, that is an exit only.
So
thank you.
You don't take the vibrator and hold it right on the old sphincter muscle?
Well, you can hold it on
there. Yeah.
You don't bronze it up a little bit?
Oh, you're sick.
See, now this is where Zeus and I really differ because I enjoy eating
you
ass.
You like sticking it in the ass. You like well, shit on your poop.
No, I enjoy eating ass. I really do. And I know you're not a big fan of it. Is like, this something that you like, Lexi? Really? Tell the truth now.
See, the questions you don't want to answer. Come on. It's like a bowl of gumbo soup. You spread it open.
I ain't going to lie.
I'd use a fork and a spoon if I could.
I've done it once or twice.
You've done it. Now, wait. You've had your ass eaten or you've eaten ass once or twice?
Both.
Which do you prefer?
Oh, I'd rather have mine eaten.
Like how she said.
Can we go to break? Can we go to break? Quick, I'm going to take her out in the ring.
I'd rather have mine eaten.
Actually, so, I've been fed a line. I have to. I can't lie. Do you like to be massaged, Lexi?
Yeah.
Wouldn't?
That was.
Yeah.
You do enjoy that?
We were just from censor to fucking Sesame Street on that question.
Shut your mouth. This is going somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Is there a particular part that you really enjoy having massaged?
See, I didn't make that noise.
She likes her shoulders. Shoulders is always nice.
Not like my back.
You like your back massaged? Mm-hmm. Sue, that's your cue.
Yeah, fuck you. You do it.
My hands are cold. I've been holding a beer, but.
All right, fine.
Why are you going to try to make me moan?
That's.
Oh, okay, yeah. That works. Ooh. Dirty girl. Ooh.
My God, she's tiny.
Ooh, right there.
She's getting her ass up in the air. That is hilarious. She cannot get that ass up high enough.
I love that.
That is great.
You know what
that
I see?
I will break
you
her.
You know what I see? You know what I see? I see a fucking wall and a red strip. I don't see a goddamn thing.
Sucks to be you, Holmes.
Now I see something.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. Yes. Oh. Damn.
I will destroy her.
All right, guys. So this is what we're going to do right now. Con, load up some music. Lexi, I know you got a couple more shoots you're going to do out there.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to have the guys from Dim in. Hey.
Is she coming back?
Shit dick.
She is coming back.
Yeah, she's coming back. All right. Can you load up those Dim tracks so we can play like three of those? Load up three of those. Or two of those. We'll play two of those real quick. And Lexi's going to go out and she's going to take some more amazing. Oof. Oh, this is the spot I like right here. That's she's
like
gonna take some more photos out there. The Dim, do you have them?
I like
off the CD.
Way.
Hey, Wes, what's a good one to play off those? Pick two.
Run Your Mouth and Reasons.
Run Your Mouth and Reasons. You got those for me? I know we're a little discombobulated tonight, guys, but honestly, can you fucking blame us? All right, guys. So this is Spankwagon Radio. We will be right back.
Don't think I need a reason to feel this way.
All right, boys and girls, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I hope all of you have massive erections as I do because you didn't see what was going on in the green room. Haha, sucks to be you. In studio with us, though, are the guys from DIM.
We Black Band Square.
Oh, snap.
The couple of tracks you guys heard was we were going to break. It's from DIM. It's from a new album.
Yeah, we had to re-record some stuff and get some new stuff out there. So, yeah, I had to get a new CD out there. So it just came out like about a month ago, but we just got some new copies in because we sold out twice. So.
And if people want to get that, where can they get it at?
Us. Just holler at us on myspace.com/DIM Las Vegas. Or just go to the shows, man. Hit us up at the shows. That's the only time we've been actually selling them, and they've been gone every time we have a show. So.
Now, as far as shows go, I know you guys took a little bit of a break for a while and came back.
Yes.
And how are things since then?
We got Adam back. Had to beg his ass to come back. And we just got a new drummer. His name is Twitch. So.
How much begging did you do, man? Hands and knees.
Oh yeah, I had to rub him out real quick. Yeah. I told you to take a shot in the mouth.
Yeah, you got a bronze tongue.
Hey, do what you got to do when you got to do it, man.
Vegas.
If you hear the CD, you'll understand why we got to get him back, man. I was like, yeah. Where the fuck you going? No, sir.
Now, the last time I saw you guys, it was
Moondoggies.
At Moondoggies, yeah, at the benefit we did.
Yeah.
Which was an insane night. You guys were fucking awesome that night. Everybody left that bar. We're just blown away by you guys.
I got scary fucking pictures,
too. Hey, wait a minute. If you guys Shinlocks. Liked us that night, right?
We loved you, man. You guys were awesome.
This new shit that we got, this shit right here, nigga, This shit's called deaf, nigga.
I don't know if I want to go deaf, dude. I think I just kind of want to hang out and listen. No. Now, you had some problems with a couple of places here in town. Was it Cheyenne that you had a problem with, right?
Something well, not there? Necessarily. They love us at Cheyenne, but they're the only one that – they're the only club that, like, doesn't allow pitting that actually lets people pit when we play. And a couple of times it got a little too rowdy, and we had to just – Calm down a little bit. Yeah, so.
So, okay, my question. Have you ever seen a nigga get buck wild moshing, or is it usually always white boys?
What do you think I'm doing, son?
I know you, but okay. I mean anybody in the audience, or is it usually white boys just go lose their mind like usual?
Man, I don't understand it, but apparently we reached the black community further than I expected, so.
Damn, yeah. That's good.
It's not just your – how do I say this? It's – The songs and
I don't want to say this without being racist.
No. I mean,
no, trust me, this motherfucker can hold up his
hand. Yeah, I ain't gonna hold back. Shit. Fucking we had classic in here. I'm like, what is this, a KKK rally? I mean, it was fucking uncomfortable there for a while. No, but the way you guys play and the stage show you guys put on, man, anybody who's a fan of serious music and local music can sit there and fucking listen to you guys. Yeah, I mean, we had
this shit is awesome, dude.
Half that bar was fucking people in their 40s, and you see them, they're like, they're fucking getting into it. They're going crazy with that shit.
And that's the thing. You know, I go to places to see local bands, and you see, like, maybe three people up there, maybe their wife, their uncle, and their fucking niece or some shit. You know what I'm saying? They just snuck in for that day.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you know. And then people sit down and get their drinks. But, man, I tell you, when you guys go up there, the whole fucking place, it fucking fills up. It's incredible.
One night at Cheyenne, my boy Jesse, he does a lot of my tattoo work. He brought his car club, and the car club is a bunch of rockabilly, like, type people. And they're all into, like, Hank Williams, a lot of older stuff. He gave me the biggest respect ever. He's like, I don't even listen to this shit. And this is fucking awesome, dude. You guys are fucking sick. I was like, thank you.
Thank you, Scary White Man. I appreciate it.
He's like, your music matter.
Please don't string me up.
Your music matter is total fucking bullshit.
So we're going to have to hang this cat before he makes some money. I'm just saying.
So what do you guys got upcoming? What kind of dates you got and where are you going to be at?
Tomorrow, we'll be at Cheyenne Saloon with Fallen Vegas, 13 Miles, and Losing Tomorrow. And then August 8th is me and Adam's birthday show. Oh, we're going to be getting down. So I want you guys to be there. I know it's a Friday and everything. But I gotta holler at my boys
You know what? I think I'm gonna come that Friday because I think I'm gonna have my party maybe on Saturday because I turn on August 5th.
Oh,
August
that's 5th. What oh, I'm talking. August 4th for Adam, man. August 8th is my day.
Nice, Leo, deals, so baby.
We're gonna get down, and then we got a free show the next weekend on August 16th at GameWorks with Drain Ejects.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so
they gonna let you guys in GameWorks?
Yes, sir. They're gonna kick us out too.
Oh my just god! Just plan for the early exit. Are you guys building like a 2-song set list for that one?
Yeah, just go to MGM. We'll be all right.
They'd be like, "Oh God, it's black guy." Shit. Now they're gonna do a bunch of fucking rap music, and then next thing you know, they're like, "Holy shit!"
We'll walk in. The worst thing you could ever do at GameWorks to say, welcome to NAMBLA 2008, ladies and gentlemen.
Ouch. Now, the birthday show, is that at Cheyenne or is that at?
Cheyenne Saloon. That's the first show that we've had, so it's going to be our like anniversary. Every time we have like a little big shindig, I want to hit up Cheyenne. Cause,
you guys going to be hugging each other and crying and shit? Or
I don't know about all the... I don't know about all that.
Thank you for coming back, man.
Yeah, I'm about to rub Adam out again.
So now you guys were in here when we had Lexi, and I don't want to divert from you because you guys fucking
hey,
rock.
Man,
but
Lexi,
what do you think God of that?
Damn, I ain't never seen a white girl with ass like that.
Trust me, dude, it sizzles in your hand.
Is that like the West seal of approval right there?
Shit, that's a dim set.
you know how you put tortillas in a skillet and you fucking pick it up to when they're all hot and shit.
Put it on her ass.
That's what.
There's some exceptionally fine white ass out there, isn't it?
Oh, my.
Go to the site, dude.
Where's she at, by the way? Hold on.
She's out there. She's doing another photo shoot, and then she's going to come back in here.
Oh, all right.
So, and then it's going to get really interesting.
Y'all talking shit to me, man.
No, well, we want to give you guys a chance to promote. We love you guys.
Oh, that's
I mean,
cool.
Fuck.
Love you, too. We need to sit down.
you like me. I said, hey, if a sexy-ass girl comes and wants to join the show, and you have to kick me off, and they have to kick me off the show, I'll fucking go.
That's right. I'll just hang out.
I got to do it for the cause.
Take one for the team, right?
I'll bring the beer, dude. That's
yeah, you even brought us beer, man. How great is that?
Yes. Hey, man, it's even all love here, you know.
Or Miller Lite.
Sorry. I don't even like this shit. I just like,
hey, man, we're breaking too many trencher rules, man.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Alcohol, over talking each other,
looking hot women in here, not asking them politically centric questions. Les, if we bring Lexi in here, you want her to spank you too?
Spank. If she wants, I don't give a fuck. It's a visual. It's all a visual for me, man. I'm not good.
Next time I'm gonna bring binoculars.
I was standing in the right spot when that happened. You should have seen the look on Zuzu's face when that happened. It was like, right? She was she was into it. She was all into it. It was great. Fuck, dude. So, okay, again, one last time. Next show's coming up. Where are they at?
Tomorrow night, Cheyenne Saloon, August 8th, Cheyenne Saloon, and then August 16th at GameWorks.
And where can they get you guys on your MySpace?
MySpace.com/DemLasVegas.
I think I just want to go game where see guys get kicked the fuck out.
Hey, man. If they have to Rodney King my ass to get me out of game.
Well, that's it. I know where I'm going to be that night because that's going to be interesting to watch right there.
That's right.
I'd love to see him try and drag your big ass out of here.
No, motherfucker, get off! No! It's like it's a worms or motherfucker come up. You have to leave the stage now, sir.
Do they even have a stage, or are they just going to have you guys on one of the catwalks?
No, they used to have a stage. When I was in my old band, we had a fucking Battle of the Bands there, and they had a pretty big stage. It was nice. Yeah, so we get to run around and do crazy shit this time.
Awesome. I can't wait. That's going to be great. And again, the new album, they can get it from you guys directly, or they can get it on your MySpace, right?
That's right.
Sweet ass. All right. No, go ahead, say something. You got some?
Oh, no, that's it, man.
All right, play one more song for me real quick. Con, you got?
Throw on
Every Which Way? Radio UK.
Every Which Way.
Radio UK said Def makes up from last week's Best of Show.
Look, man, I didn't have time. Okay, here's the deal on the Best of Show. Nobody gave me any input.
I got nothing
from anybody. I said, fuck it, I'm going to pick an old show. I'm going to put a couple of little bits of me in the middle going, yeah, this is the best of. And that was it. That was a good show, though, because that was the one where we had the big penis discussion, which was fucking funny. Okay, so again, Dim, Wes, we fucking love you guys.
Love
Adam,
you
it's
guys
good to
too.
Have you guys back in the bag.
Thank you guys
I
so
can't
much.
Wait to see you guys live.
Love Adam, by the way.
All right, so play another
our
so,
white
Every
back.
Which Way.
Yeah. Right,
got this shit. Time's running short. White Woman.
There you go.
White Woman. I can't whistle for shit. White Woman.
These people alive or dead?
We don't know.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
I've just been informed that we are going off the air.
Come on!
All right, guys, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Welcome back. Barely Controlled Chaos.
Are you? I am
the chaos.
Did you start the show without me?
Dude, we had to come back quick because I want to get...
I know, that's what makes
I want to get
so,
Lexi back
that's,
on.
That's what makes it so great. You don't get no fucking lecture for being late.
You guys need to show you, up on time.
No, you'll get fucking scald for fucking being taking a piss and shit.
Now, did you see just... Zuzu here just took off like a shot out of here. It's like, oh, go ahead and take my mic. You know what it was? She just stood there and watched fucking Lexi
change
the whole
clothes.
Time. She
changed,
just
did you watch her change clothes?
How was that?
I did. Oh, man.
Was she yummy? Mm. No, she's going to be coming back in a second. Now, I'm going to hand these to you guys. We got a couple of these things. We've got these Spunky Gunk VOD Spunky cards. Gunk.
Can I see one?
Yes, you certainly. Here, you can go ahead. You can have that one. These are $5 cards. Yeah, go ahead and turn on the mic for that one, if you would, sir. We're going to give that to you guys. We've got these $5 cards. They're VOD cards. They're good on the Spunky Gunk site. So I'm going to give you guys each one of these.
I just got four because Adam didn't want his two, so I think I'm going to be rubbing one out for about an hour.
Wait. Adam didn't want his two?
What are you, gay?
I got it at home. It's called a girlfriend. I'm good.
I have a wife at home, and I'll be beating off like a monkey.
I have a boyfriend. I will be beating off.
I just broke up with my girlfriend, so I'm going to probably need this.
When they start beating off, I'll fucking watch and beat off too.
You want to watch who beat off Murphy?
Lexi's
no.
back. No, you don't want to watch me beat off. That
is a fucking.
I love the little emerald
outfit.
Bikini. That is
I love
awesome.
That shit. Mm. I love.
Why do you have? Why do you have something on? Why do you have something? I'm just asking. That was just a general question.
Have the effect of taking it off.
Yes. Oh, okay.
It's
that works.
Trust me.
Showbiz.
I had a beer.
So
where did
perfectly?
It go? You want to hand me that decaf?
It's called.
So does Adam.
No, not the glasses.
Sorry.
The beer.
Sorry. So does Murphy. Not Adam.
God damn.
Retract that statement.
Oof.
Lexi. All right. Hey, Lexi, I have a simple question for you. No, what? No beat up questions. No shit like that. What's your favorite color outfit you like to wear?
Pink.
And what color is your favorite vibrator?
Ooh, purple.
Purple, bruised. She like it. She like them bruised.
Now, from what I can tell, you're a real clit stimulation girl, aren't you?
Yes.
Big time.
Oh,
now,
God, yes.
Hey yo, here we go. Now, do you have like one of those little butterflies that you put right on there, or are you more of just
No. It could be fucking the size of a dime.
Just put it on the clit and go to town.
Yeah.
Well, let me check this out.
Oh, she's just. Oh, hey yo, that's a.
Oh, down a little. Right there.
Hey, the guys from Dimmer are still here, and I he's getting cock blocked in the view. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Oof. That's a. Oh, dude, this is some. Oh, let me just. I'm just going to pull this aside. Don't mind me. I'm just going to expose some booby here. Oh.
Decaf,
my
mother.
God. He's doing anything, dude. What? Could you just get a little more for the camera there? Jesus, dude, what the hell, yo? Lexi's just over here getting molested at this point.
That's what I said.
We're just
like
mauling her.
It's a wonderful day here at Spankwagon Radio. Trencher, I hope you appreciate being wherever the fuck it is, whatever farm you're in, doing whatever. Because
he's running backwards through a cornfield right now.
I love you, Trencher. That's all that matters.
He's missing out. So again, Lexi, what's the website? Give it to everyone so they can hear it.
It's Lexi Sexton, LexiSexton.com or .net. That goes to my clips.
Your clit?
My clip.
It goes straight clips. To it like this.
Went straight to it. Uh oh, she's going back. Zeus is just diving in there. Ooh. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's it right there.
God damn, I want a big ass bowl of mashed potatoes.
I want all of you to leave.
When she was cooking those mashed potatoes in that video, man, that was awesome.
I love
man.
This. She's just tiny. Yeah, again, Zeus, I have to reiterate. I would break her.
Look at that.
You need to go to a dim show. I'm
just saying. She jumped away from that last
one.
She's a little nervous.
That one's going to hurt.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and hit the wrap-up. Do you have the wrap-up song? Did he show you which one that is?
Okay. Oh, we're already at the end.
All right, I'll end it with this. Okay, last night I was fucking hammered. I was looking at your website. Woke up.
That's not
your
the song.
Your site was still on. My dick was in my hand. And it was dripping. So something happened.
That's okay. You did that
moment.
At our site too, so it's okay.
All righty. And I guess that's going to be
God,
the.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Oh, this is so on.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah. We got to.
The mic just dropped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what we have to do, man? We're so unorthodox, man. We have to do Canis Hosting. Canis Hosting, motherfuckers.
Canis.
Best website fucking ever. You want to get your shit tight? Go to Canis, motherfuckers. Alrighty. Hey, where you got the list of names and shit and people
that is
where you got a
CanisHosting.com. CanisHosting. Canis kind of sounds like penis.
Anus.
Anus.
Canis anus.
We want to thank all of the affiliates. We're not going to bother to name you tonight. You know who you are. Check them out on spankwagon.net.
If you're not live, you can
It'll feel it like they're just not even in the room. I mean, at this point.
No, I'm in the room, dude. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I never stood up at the end of a show at 9 o'clock.
I know. Wow. Guys, spankwagon.net.
Right now.
You can catch us every week here, 7 p.m. Pacific. Download the podcast. All the affiliates.
On the table, decaf.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's again myspace.com/...
/ dim Las Vegas.
/ dim Las Vegas.
So how did it feel? How does she feel?
LexiSexton.com. For everybody here in the studio, just turn off the mics and let's all get naked.
Oh, hey. Requiem Studios for us, please. Big ups.
Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.